Fresh bloodshed in Iraq. At least 42 people have been killed in a series of bombings in different parts of Baghdad. Nearly a dozen explosives-laden cars went off in five different areas across Baghdad province. The explosives targeted busy streets and markets in mainly Shia-populated districts and left 80 people injured. The deadliest attack was in the town of Nahrawan, south of the capital, where two bombs killed seven people. Sunday's blasts bring to over 610 the number of Iraqis who have been killed so far this month. The Arab country has been hit by fresh violence since the beginning of 2013. Based on official estimates, more than 5,300 people, mostly civilians, have lost their lives this year. And we are, of course, getting news that we are now getting updated number, pardon me, of the number of casualties from those Baghdad bombings. That number is now 42 at this point. But to get the latest on that story as well, we're now joined by Bara Afif, Press TV's correspondent, who is joining us live now from the Iraqi capital. Bara, what more can you tell us?
Yes, Waqar, a series of bombings strike on Sunday different areas in Baghdad, causing casualties. Most of these areas is a Shia district. Seven car bombs till now have exploded this morning in Shaab, Al-Nashtal, Bab al-Mu'azzam, Sab al-Bur, Abu Tshir, and Al-Talbiya area. Some districts, there's no more than one explosion in the same area. The first explosion when a car was parked near a gold shop in Al-Baladiyat area, killing and wounding 11 people. Also in Sab al-Bur, north of Baghdad, 11 people have been killed and injured. Another explosion in a market in Al-Furriya, north of Baghdad, killing 4 people and wounding 10 others. In the fourth explosion, two guards have been killed and two others injured in Al-Buhayrat, south of Baghdad. Two cars, explosion in Souq Shalal in Al-Shaab district, killing 6 people and wounding 12. Also, 19 people have been killed and injured in the last explosion until now, targeted a market south of Baghdad. Official source said that the first outcome for the explosions is 42 people have been killed and 18 injured.
Okay, Bara, no doubt we will be speaking to you throughout the day to get the latest on those numbers. As we told you as well, that number now stands at 42 in those Baghdad bombings. No doubt, stay tuned to Press TV. We will keep you up to date on that very fluid and developing story.